it in! The U.S. go up! What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra!
Lloyd will try a long hit. What a goal from Lloyd! This is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland! And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute! That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome into the show. We've got a good one for you here tonight and a lot to talk about. Well, that was a bit of a letdown between the United States and Jamaica after the scintillating performance on Friday against Mexico. Let's talk about it. It was choppy on forced errors, a share of the spoils in Jamaica. U.S. 1-1 with Jamaica. Let's talk about World Cup qualifying, the U.S., and more tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. It's your night to speak up. So this is the World Cup qualifying night. We'll talk about it. One moment, you're on top of the world. The public is full of praise. The next, you play a subpar game and you are criticized. And there are others who will go right to, well, it's just about qualifying for the World Cup. Tell me how you feel tonight. 713-780-3776. Producer extraordinaire, Andrew Carlson, as always, tonight behind the glass. So the first hour, we're taking your calls. We're talking U.S. Men's National Team, World Cup qualifying. Let's get your take on the U.S. win over Mexico. By the way, Mexico getting ready to play in the cold of Canada. Good for Canada using their home field advantage. By the way, before you complain, Mexico has it every time they play at altitude in the smog of Azteca. So all's fair in love and war, I suppose. It's always, upsetting when it affects us. Us. That's when we speak up. Never until it affects us, or in this case, national football teams. Deal with it. That's CONCACAF, I suppose. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Someone enlighten me. Why are you outraged? What are we complaining about? Or, more importantly, what are we praising? Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 is on the air tonight. And as always, I am your humble host, Glenn Davis, here. And thank you for tuning in and joining me. The show is always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. And, of course, it's always produced. He's a gooner. He's a fan of Arsenal. He's in love with Arsenal. And I didn't say the Sooners. I said Gooners. Gooner. He is Andrew Carlson. Andrew, how are you tonight?
Oh, Glenn, I'm great. Obviously, the game today, didn't get to catch it outside of the highlights as I was producing the wheelhouse, but the highlights didn't speak to a fantastic game. But more than a gooner, I'm also a fan of and supporter of our national team. And I think just like everybody else who's probably listening to the show right now, I was incredibly psyched and ready for the show after the game against Mexico. I think I can count on one hand the number of performances I can remember from the U.S. men's national team against an opponent of supposedly that caliber. And it was incredible to see. It was refreshing to see. Unfortunately, we had a little bit of a letdown today, it seems, but still very excited to talk about it all.
Yeah, no question about it. I kind of wish the show was after that Mexico game because that was one of the most, that is the most dominant performance I've ever seen a U.S. team over Mexico. I feel like they were in control throughout that game. Lozano had that chance early after a bad ball in midfield, I think, from Tyler Adams, who, by the way, is growing into being a captain on this team. But we can talk both the Mexico game. We can also talk the Jamaica game, which was always destined to be a very different game. I don't think there's any question. But, man, the quality of football tonight compared to on Friday night, totally different atmospheres, totally different environments, few fans in Jamaica. Bumpy field, you're not getting the best pulled out of you by your opponent necessarily. So we'll talk about it tonight. By the way, tonight I'm doing the show with an incredibly heavy heart. The show tonight is dedicated, and I want you to remember this name. His name is Willis Forco, because Willis is like a lot of us, really had opportunity and grew up on the soccer fields of Houston, Texas. His family moved here from Liberia. Willis Forco recently passed, played his youth soccer for Cyfair Dynamos, Hurricane Soccer Club, talented young man, smile that would light up the world. Willis would go on to play at South Carolina, then UConn in college, then in Major League Soccer with Real Salt Lake in Vancouver, and in Norway with Glimt. So show tonight dedicated to Willis Forco. When I heard this of his passing from other players from the Hurricane Soccer Club, I immediately just remembered the smile, the quiet, reserved nature of Willis, and he would always come up to me and kind of drop a line about the Serie A to remind me that he was following and watching the Serie A. So tonight we dedicate this show to Willis Forco, and our thoughts are with the Forco family. It is so important for us to honor Willis and acknowledge him, as we've lost one of our own in our Houston soccer community. Willis's brother, Sam Forco, also played with the Metro Stars in Major League Soccer. So call in number again, 713-780-3776. What's on your soccer mind tonight? U.S. fans are disappointed with the 1-1 draw at Jamaica after a 5-star performance against Mexico on Friday in the 2-0 win. Couple of things to let you know who's going to be on the show tonight. Third segment tonight, we will be joined by Brian Sciarretta of American Soccer Now. We'll break down the U.S. games. The top professional soccer team in Texas right now, guess who it is? San Antonio FC, the only ones alive in the semifinals of the USL Championship. They will take on Orange County this weekend in the semifinals. The other bracket is Tampa and Louisville in the USL Championship. Head coach Alan Marcina will join us tonight. Bunch of great people down there at San Antonio FC with Tim Holt, the president. Marcelo Balboa and I are going to talk about the most comprehensive win that I just mentioned in U.S. soccer history when it comes to matches against Mexico. This was more than blood and guts. This was more than cavalier spirit. This was a wonderful football and some incredible combination play by the U.S., including a fantastic goal that was scored by Christian Pulisic coming on late in that game. So we can take your calls on Mexico, the 2-0 victory. We can also take your calls on maybe the disappointment of the 1-1 draw with Jamaica. It was not a good game, but the U.S. did get a point. So let's talk about it here tonight. By the way, against Mexico, like I said, in control the entire match for me. The pressing, the counter-pressing game was off the charts. I think Mexico is in a little bit of fear of the U.S. now, honestly. It's 3 in a row for the U.S. over Mexico. Yeah, if you want to condition it, you can say, oh, wait till we get to Azteca. Okay, let's see. Yeah, let's wait till we get to Azteca. But 3 games in a row, I don't care where you're playing. And by the way, Mexico's got plenty of experience playing in the United States because that's where they make their money. I kind of feel bad for Mexican fans that they only get to see the team in Mexico on rare occasions when the games mean something. And finally, one of the best-kept secrets in Houston was the U of H women's soccer team under Diego Bocanegra. Diego's going to join me tonight. We're going to talk UH women's soccer. We're going to talk the high of their best season ever with 13 wins, but the low of not getting into the NCAA tournament, which there's always teams that should be in it that get left out because of the whole complex dealings around RPI. So it was a difficult game to watch at the office in Jamaica. It ends 1-1. The U.S. got off to the start they would want. 11th-minute goal from Timothy Weah, then a 22nd-minute goal to tie it up, which was just a remarkable. Well, first of all, Timothy Weah's goal was remarkable. He played a 1-2 off of Ricardo Pepe, I believe, and then basically accelerated past the defender, kind of slalomed through a few guys and scored from a pretty oblique angle. Fantastic goal for Weah. Also had the game-winning assist to Pulisic. So we're beginning to see the best of the little man, who is also the son of the former World Player of the Year, George Weah, who I believe is the only FIFA World Player of the Year that has ever come out of Africa. What a player, George Weah. And his son is developing into one, too. But then a 22nd-minute goal would tie it up. Michael Antonio, who you have seen score goals for West Ham United if you're a Premier League fan or a West Ham fan, hit an absolute blast. I mean, just absolutely tore the cover off the ball and blasted this thing in. It was a blurry white orb that flew past Zach Steffen in goal. That made it 1-1. That would be the ultimate final score. Many of my friends, I don't know about you, could not find the game in their cable systems. I caught it on Universo, which I have on Fubo. But again, this was a totally different match than the one in Cincinnati. It was 79 degrees, questionable surface, few fans, very physical Jamaica. There were the noted awkward tackles that they generally provide, including one from former Dynamo Javon Watson, who picked up a yellow card. This game in Jamaica was as unmemorable as Friday's win over Mexico was memorable. The end of the day, it is a point. The U.S. never got any sort of a passing rhythm. They did play very direct at times, which that may have had something to do with the surface. But this was rough. This was a rough watch because I think we wanted to validate Friday with a win in Jamaica, with a get-it-done job. I never expected aesthetically the soccer to be the same. So who were the best players for the U.S. tonight? I think Tyler Adams just continues to grow as a captain and as a leader, finally back where he belongs. If you remember, Greg Berhalter tried that weird experiment where he was playing as a right back, and then, you know, once the ball was played forward, he tucked in as a midfielder. I mean, he's in his best position now. He's thriving. Tim Weah, I guess, gets some props for the 11th-minute goal. I think Walker Zimmerman was solid in dealing with Jamaica and the big physical striker and Marco Antonio, despite the fact Antonio scored a scorcher from 25 yards out. So who stood out to you tonight in this game against Jamaica? Or you can even talk about Mexico. 713-780-3776. By the way, the Wheelhouse got their first ever phone call, supposedly. So let's get a couple of phone calls in here. Somebody break out here. I mean, if you've got some testimony on Willis Forco, who this show is dedicated to, let's talk about him. If you've got something to say about Boniac Garcia's 10-year reign as a player and a full-time consummate pro for the Houston Dynamo, retiring, call in. 713-780-3776. You got takes. I know you're giving me a ton of takes on social media. How about some live takes? I like hearing a live voice, somebody who's unafraid to come on the radio live. Tons of unforced errors. Anthony Robinson, who was so good against Mexico, gets full credit for trying to drive the game forward tonight from the left-back position, but he had a rough game. Couldn't get the delivery in, had an awkward clear that should have been scored by Jamaica that could have led to a win. But he was never able to kind of marry his effort with quality and delivery, and that goes for a lot of players tonight. All right, let's go to Julio. Julio's our first caller here tonight. Julio, what do you have to say?
Hi. Everything on today's game, what do you think about us getting closer to qualifying and how many points was today's tie a big deal, pretty much? And then I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I think the U.S. is in the driver's seat, and I think you're going to see Mexico lose in Canada tonight, likely. And Mexico's, atop a World Cup qualifying. So I think from a point standpoint, it's great, but I think we're always wanting more, aren't we? I think we always would like to see the best of performances. On the other hand, has there ever been a real level of consistency when you go through this craziness that's CONCACAF and differing environments? But I think at the end of the day, as a coach and as fans, we have to hold the bar high. Points great, I guess. 4 points in 2 games. Got to be happy with that. We're at the top of World Cup qualifying. We got to get to Qatar. We're doing this with a very young team. Qatar, for me, is a bit of a push. This is an ambitious group of young guys, as we saw against Mexico. They are young. They are gathering experience. They have benefited from the huge advantage, which I think is the real silver lining here, and I'm almost glad it happened. It's hard to believe I would even say that, but U.S. soccer needed a cleansing. It needed a reboot. They got it by not qualifying to the 2018 World Cup. And this accelerated things, and it would have been accelerated even more if not for the pandemic. But to accelerate these young guys is absolutely fantastic. All right, let's go to Russell. He wants to talk U.S. men's national team as well. Russell, what do you have? Russell, are you there?
Oh, Rafa, sorry.
Oh, sorry, Rafa. Rafa, what's up?
Yeah, okay. So I'm kind of trying to think back at just how difficult it's been to watch a U.S. soccer game. And today, going to a brewery to watch it, I was expecting it to be on ESPN. You know, no major football on, no college football. It's a Tuesday in November, and they couldn't find the game. And again, I had to watch it on my phone on Fubo. I just thought that was crazy for just how much money we've been pouring in to try and become a, you know, a top soccer, and we can't get any, we can't even find the U.S. game. So I thought that was kind of a big thing, but I'm also thinking back just when, if you could help me out, when was the last time U.S. soccer dominated the qualifying in CONCACAF? Just, you know, automatic, you know, when the, kind of like what Brazil's doing in the CONMEBOL right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we've ever really dominated. I think it's always been a very tough line of demarcation getting through. Somebody could correct me if they call in. And by the way, I've heard a lot of people talk about the difficulty in getting this game today. And what's been hard, I think, is that everything is kind of, you know, it's now all a la carte when it comes to finding games, right? You got to have CBS, and you got to have Paramount, and you got to have Peacock, and you got to have ESPN Plus. So this is kind of the way it is right now. But the access to this game was not easy for a lot of people. No question about it. Tough night for the U.S. And we're hoping that finding games is going to be a little bit easier. And I think that certainly was part of the problem. All right, we're going to take a break here. I am having a little bit of a difficulty with my headset here, so I apologize for that, the technical difficulties. 713-780-3776. Thanks. I thank the callers very much for calling in. I'm going to read off a few social media texts that people are saying. But let's stay with it. Let's get some more phone callers here at 713-780-3776. And again, big props to Boniac Garcia, 10 great years with the Houston Dynamo. Too bad he couldn't have been in the playoffs more, but Boniac Garcia, going to miss him, no question. We'll take a break here. Break is going to be brought to you by the one and only FM Kitchen and Bar, two locations. You can go to the one that is down on Montrose and Westheimer. You can get down there. Then there's the one north of Washington on Shepherd. They've got tons of monitors, craft cocktails, best burgers going. Thursday nights they have an incredible steak night, and on the weekends it's the brunch. Go in there, say hello to Jason. We'll take a break. More to come here. It's Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by the one and only John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
This is Ware for the U.S. And Ware does well! Very well! Christian Pulisic on the pitch for a matter of moments. With that innate and perfect sense of timing.
We saw the shirt that Christian had on under his jersey, Man in the Mirror. It seemed to be a reference to Ochoa's comments during the week. It seemed like you had seen those comments as well. Is that something you guys talked about with the group and just like the idea of earning Mexico's respect or feeling like you didn't have Mexico's respect?
No, we talked about this. I mean, this was yesterday's news, right? We talked about how we thought, you know, they didn't give us enough respect and we had to go out and earn it. And I think we went out and earned it today.
Ah, you got to love that. You got to go out and earn it, and anything coaches can do to keep trying to get respect. I always think that is something the U.S. Has over the years been able to really ride, is that, hey, the rest of the world doesn't respect our soccer. So that has always been a part of it. Rafa writes in, he says, hey, Glenn, one more thing. The qualifying of Europe and South America seems a world of difference. Do you think they could do what CONCACAF does and trim it down? Well, I think South American World Cup qualifying in CONMEBOL is probably the most grueling in the world. I don't think there's any question about that. All right. Welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. And again, on my end, I'm having a little bit of technical problems here tonight. So bear with me if it doesn't sound like it's coming through loud and clear. Do want to take your phone calls at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. So, again, we remind you the show is presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual personal injury attorneys. Call John and his firm. You get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle, they're going to take care of it. They'll work 24/7 nights and weekends. And again, when you hear the sponsors listed on this show, whether it's Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, FM Kitchen and Bar, Cactus Music, Advantage BMW Midtown, when you hear these companies, Hugh O'Connor's and establishments, think about supporting them, because they are putting dollars behind your sport to get this show on the air. So I just wanted to remind you of that, because I do want to take care of my sponsors. Also, I want you to take a look at Snowdrop Foundation. That's a pediatric cancer place. That's where we do our donating and our charity work when it comes to Soccer Matters. Snowdrop Foundation, which provides scholarships for cancer patients and creates awareness and fundraising. Great group of people, Snowdrop Foundation. Okay, 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. 713-780-3776. Brian Charette is coming up in the next segment, but right here we'll continue to take your calls. We'll continue to talk about the U.S. By the way, that was Greg Berhalter after the Mexico win, where I guess Guillermo Ochoa said something about the U.S. when they look in the mirror, they see Mexico, and Pulisic came on and scored and had the T-shirt and the reply. Yenny says, we need to learn how to play better against these types of opponents to be the top team and an elite team. Well, it's always tough for everybody when they go down to Jamaica. Not an excuse, but these are challenging. Yolimar says the 1-1 draw with Jamaica feels like a loss. Let's see what else here. Christian says, not sure what Christian's saying. I'm not sure what that's about. That's not about the U.S. Jamaica. Jess White says, all right, I'm sick of the field or conditions being used as an excuse for U.S. men's soccer when they play poor away. Club kids of all ages play on terrible fields every weekend. Either you can adapt or up for the moment or not. Well, I'm not sure tying in pros with club kids is the way to go, Jess, but I do understand nothing can be an excuse, including the snow tonight when Mexico plays in Canada, right? In cold conditions. Yep. But look, losing is conditioned by lots of things, right? I mean, the first thing I'm hearing from a lot of fans is after Mexico loses to the U.S. last Friday was, well, wait till you get to Azteca. This is what fans do. As long as the coaches and players aren't doing that. Pep says Jamaica should have won. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Yeah. They had that huge chance that I think Morrison missed on the doorstep after a very bad clear from Anthony Robinson. And they thought they had scored on a header, but there was actually a two-handed push to the back of Walker Zimmerman. So coulda won. Yeah, sure. Steven Edmondson says, U.S. lucky the second Jamaica goal was disallowed. Getting a point was a gift from above. So how do you feel about it, caller? Somebody call in and put this in context for me. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Southmex says, this is a shocker after the win. I am concerned with the inconsistency. Well, Jamaica has not been good either. I don't know how long Theo Whitmore is going to. He must have a lifetime contract coaching that team. They're always athletic. They're always tough to play in Jamaica. But like you are all saying, it's not an excuse. And yes, I agree with you, Brian. Brian says on Twitter, and you can hit me up there at Glenn Davis Sock or at Soccer Matters GD. He says, Brian says, slept walk through the whole match and got lucky with the one goal. Typical follow-up to a great match, but we got a point. Fair. Jorge says, Mr. Davis, do you think this is, well, Mr., you can call me Glenn Jorge. Mr. Davis, do you think this is kind of like an NBA mentality where they think they can only turn it on when facing rivals? Boy, I sure hope not. I don't believe that. I do believe this was going to be a very different game. The emotional high of the Mexico game is a whole different thing. Clayton Elkins is very critical of Anthony Robinson. He says the left back door is wide open. Well, that's the same Anthony Robinson who had a heck of a game on Friday night. So in the context of the way everybody played, then the door's open in every position, I guess. DJ Vance Lawrence says, I couldn't be more proud of both my countries. USA played well, but they went up against an underrated Jamaican squad. Yeah, I don't know. It's not a great Jamaican squad, Vance. I'm sorry to break that news to you, but I love you anyway. Both teams took care of business. I see both improving in 2022. Well, only one of them is going to go to the World Cup, Vance. So just remember that. All right. 713-780-3776. Will says the U.S. got lucky. The second Jamaica goal was disallowed. Getting a point was a gift from above. It did look like a foul on one camera angle. So, but you're right. Might not have been called on another day. Christopher says Greg Berhalter still hasn't figured out how to make it work on the road in CONCACAF. Mike Ramon said disappointed. It was a letdown after the win against Mexico. Yeah, I'm with you guys. I'm with all of you. I wanted to see another energetic performance. I didn't want to see the same tailing off of this next match. I'm like you. I wanted to see that Mexico game validated by another dominant performance. Maybe I'm asking for too much. Do you think I am? 713-780-3776. Chris Richards got a start at center back for Miles Robinson. What did you think about his performance? And then you got in midfield, Gianluca Busio got a start. He had one opportunity that he hit from about 22 yards out that he got a lot of power on, didn't put it on target. So those were the two changes for Greg Berhalter. He did bring on Christian Pulisic. He brought on a couple other players as well, including Jesus Ferreira of FC Dallas, Paul Areola, and Kellen Acosta all came on. Now, if you remember Chris Richards, interesting story, because he was identified in Alabama by Eric Quill, who's now the coach of North Texas SC. Eric Quill was a local product here in Houston. I sure wish there was a way we would have retained him for the Houston Dynamo. We've let far too many people go that are not involved with the academy in this club that grew up on these fields, and I really hope Pat Onstad will address that in the future. You got tons of guys that played here. That also can contribute, as well as ex-players from, you know, the early years of the Dynamo. But you got to get some of the locals involved as well. That is so, so important. It's been missed for many years, and I hope that changes. But Eric Quill identified Richards, brought him to Houston. He was playing with the Texans Soccer Club, which I don't even know if the Texans even exist anymore. Did they get swallowed up by... I don't even know if they exist anymore. They had such a great history. And we're actually the first club to create the club model in Houston. And then we copied it at the Hurricane Soccer Club. But Chris Richards came to Houston, and after a year, Eric Quill said, look, there's no question this guy has outgrown what we're doing here with the Texans. And then he moved him to FC Dallas. And I asked him why he didn't move him to the Dynamo. And at the time, he did not have the confidence in the Dynamo Academy. Now, hopefully that's changing. But you know when that's going to change? It's going to change when more guys get through to the first team. And I hear there's some very talented players. But that's when it's really going to change to the general public. You can talk about programs and soccer starts at home and, you know, we had Paul Holliker on. You can talk about all of that. They're programs. There's just so many of them that it's almost nebulous. What the fan base wants to see and what the soccer community wants to see is the tangible result and that is players moving forward. And that's pressure. That's a lot of pressure because you need the resources. The Blues haven't had the resources. But there have been things that could have been done to have accelerated this process. And that's going to be a very big key in the future. But anyway, Richards ended up going to Dallas and Bayern Munich, and that's the history of that. 713-780-3776. What do you have to say here tonight as we continue the talk here? 1-1 against Jamaica, not the best result. Let's take a listen to both of the goals. The U.S. would get the dream start in the 11th minute. Tim Weah would produce the game's first goal.
Weah with a burst of acceleration into the box. It's Weah! And it's a goal for the United States! It's Stardust football from Timothy Weah to open the account.
All right, Stardust football. I've never heard that one. That's a good one. I like that. Stardust football. Then the tying goal, real quick, will come in the 22nd minute. This is an absolute bomb that was hit by Marco Antonio. You know him from West Ham.
Antonio from distance. Antonio! With a blast from range to level it for Jamaica. A goal out of nothing for the Reggae Boys. And the star man shines for the home side.
Don't call it a bomb. You could get in trouble, right? I mean, you know what's interesting about commentating? A lot of the original terms come, you know, from military, you know? Think about it. Blitz, bomb, these types of things. All right, we need to take a break here. We're going to come back with Brian Chiaretta of American Soccer Now. He will join us in this next segment. Looking forward to having Brian on. We're going to break this down. We want to remind you about Advantage BMW in Midtown. Now, go down there. This is the place to get your vehicle, all kinds of different models. There'll be more coming in. You go down there, you talk to Justin, you talk to Steven. Advantage BMW Midtown. Remember, the Midtown location is the one that loves the game of soccer. They support this show. They support it with sponsorship dollars. You go down there, they'll take you through sales, through service, the entire process, financing. It's easy. You can get in an X5. You can get in that vehicle that you've so wanted. And by the way, it's Christmas time. Might be a nice time for someone to put a ribbon on a car. All right, Advantage BMW Midtown. We'll take a break. We've got more to come.
Research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
I think as far as against Mexico, you could argue it was one of our best games. I thought there were stretches in the game, like I said before, where I felt like we were really dominant and we had control of the game. Obviously, they have their moments. They're a good team. We know that. I was really proud of that performance, so it's definitely up there.
Yeah, that was the most comprehensive performance from my lens that the United States has ever had against Mexico. By the way, they did defang for the most part Raul Jimenez, Tecatito, Corona, and Chucky Lozano, apart from that giveaway that led to a Lozano chance. Those guys didn't have a lot of the ball. They didn't get a lot of opportunities to take people on, and this was quite the performance from the U.S. Now, you go to tonight against Jamaica, and it's not quite the performance, and people don't want to hear the excuses. They wanted a better game. That's the take we're getting from everybody who's weighing in on social media and have called in to the show so far. All right, we welcome you back here. Reminder here, Danish Inspirations, Modern Contemporary Furniture, Jan Christensen. He's out of the country right now. We're going to be doing this segment called Danish Dynamite each and every week, so we're looking forward to doing that with Jan. Another thing I want to talk to you about here is just the fact that Cactus Music, Burning Topics, you can find him on Twitter, @GlennDavisSoc and @SoccerMatters. GD. And again, support those sponsors that support this show. All right, from American Soccer Now, he's no stranger to the show. He's Brian Schroeder. He joins us now from the Garden State of New Jersey. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Glenn. How are you?
I'm doing good. All right, so, you know, we had the high of the win over Mexico on Friday night. Incredibly comprehensive performance. And then tonight we go to Jamaica. Now, nobody's going to want to hear you say there's a bumpy field or it was 79 degrees or any of that. So put these two games in context for us.
I mean, this is old school CONCACAF, you know, is win on the win at home, draw on the road. You know, you avoid any disasters. Should it have been better? Yes. Could it have been better? Absolutely. But, you know, Mikel Antonio, that was just a tremendous goal. Credit to him. U.S. had their chances. They couldn't put it away in the final third. You can see, like, for example, Unas Musa looked awesome on the ball. It's quality. His final ball, as soon as he gets that, you can see how good the team is going to be. And then Timothy Weah had the great goal. You know, I thought he faded a little bit after that, too. And then in the second half, what happened was, is, you know, Jamaica just realized the U.S. had nothing on set pieces. I think that was the biggest area of weakness for the U.S. team. Set pieces were just one giveaway after another, nothing dangerous. And then when you're not doing anything on set pieces, you're a threat to nobody, then all of a sudden the other team just hacks you and hacks you and hacks you. And you could see that they were not scared to hack the U.S., and then Jamaica was not afraid to make this an ugly game. Part of me is a little surprised because Jamaica is now in dire. They're in a very, very poor situation now in qualifying. I thought they were going to have to kind of go for the win, but they seemed like they were, you know, they were content to make this an ugly game play out. Not a disaster for the United States, but they have a lot to work on heading into 2022.
All right, give me a couple players that, Brian, for you, thumbs up tonight that, you know, if there are any.
Sure. I mean, I thought Walker Zimmerman cleared everything. You know, his long ball situation was a little up and down out of the back, but defensively he was tremendous. I thought, Tim Weah's goal was very, very well taken. You know, he faded towards the end, but before he got taken out, and even towards the end of the first half. DeAndre Yedlin's an unsung hero, I think, as a backup right back. He looks very good. In terms of struggling, Tyler Adams, that was a tough assignment because, remember, he had two teenage midfielders that aren't great defense that he had to kind of share with, share control that midfield for, and I thought that was just a little bit too big of an assignment left for him. So he didn't have the impact that he usually does and help, which usually forces the U.S. team further up the field. And we call it the joke with Anthony Robinson sometimes with his crossing is the term is spray and pray. You know, it didn't really, there really was nothing coming from his side that, I mean, it was all over the place from his crossing. So, you know, that's kind of how it was, how I saw it. You know, no disasters, but definitely, you know, things that could have been better.
Yeah, Zach Steffen almost cost the U.S. the game when he came off his line flying late, and I think that was around the 72nd minute. I don't know what he was doing out there. I don't know why he came out there, but I don't know if you remember that moment.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I think with him is when you're not playing every game and all you're doing is training, you know, that's the first thing I noticed with a keeper where the weakness is. It's not so much with shot stopping. It's knowing when you can and can't come off the line. That's something that is the first thing to go when you're not playing regularly. And that's, look, I think Zach and Matt Turner are both very, very good goalkeepers. But, you know, with Zach, it's just going to be tough if he's not playing regularly. These kind of mistakes are going to pop up here and there, unfortunately, because, look, again, I think he's very, very good, but this is what you pay. This is what you get when a goalkeeper is not playing regularly.
Yeah, that's a good shout. Decision making, no question. He had the great save on Lozano in the Mexico game, no question about that. Mm-hmm. Andre Blake, by the way, was very shaky with his feet for Jamaica. But after that 72nd minute, then you had that awkward clear from Anthony Robinson. So Anthony Robinson, for me, was very good against Mexico. The work ethic up and down. I thought he had a great game. I love his energy. And tonight he had the energy, which to his credit, but you know, his delivery, as you pointed out, left a lot to be desired. He had that awkward clear that almost led to a game winner for Jamaica. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of up and down. And then, you know, I'm noticing U.S. fans a little bit of, are kind of beating him down a little bit after tonight.
Yeah, you know, I think U.S. fans are, you love them. They want what's best for the team. But it's always like either doomsday or the team's going to win the World Cup. You know, and it's understandable after the last cycle, but this is how it goes. I mean, you kind of avoid the hiccups of the last cycle where you lose at home. You know, if a hiccup means that you play Jamaica to a draw at home, draw on the road, not the worst thing in the world. Again, Jamaica, unfortunately, what Jamaica is like, I don't necessarily know how much Antonio and Bailey are going to play with this team. They don't often do so. So the U.S. pretty much at home, placing in Kingston a Jamaican team with Antonio and Bailey, that's about as tough as it's going to get for this Jamaican team. I mean, those are outstanding players. So, I don't think people have to appreciate just how naturally talented the Jamaican, at least some of the Jamaican players are.
It was good to see Chris Richards get some minutes, and also then you got jumping into the lineup, Gianluca Busio. How about those two who got starts in the absence of Miles Robinson and Weston McKennie?
Yeah, I mean, I think the U.S. team missed Weston McKennie. You know, in a game that can when games get ugly, Weston tends to find a way to shine and do well and thrive. Busio had some nice passes. You know, he created some dangerous opportunities for sure. But when these games get grinding, sometimes it takes experience. It takes a different kind of player. My concern with going with a Busio and Musa together is that leaves a lot on Tyler Adams to do the grunt work, to do that dirty work. And I think you saw in the second half when the game got dirty and the game got gritty, that tended to favor Jamaica because of that midfield. Again, Busio is a good player. It's just, he needs to be surrounded right now, at least internationally. He's still very young and needs to be surrounded with a more veteran cast, or not necessarily older, but at least guys who play different roles in that kind of role. I think Weston is the guy who's missing. As for Chris, again, I thought both central defenders were generally pretty good. Chris is good distributing out of the back. He's a sophisticated defender. He's got some a very good upside, and I think he's definitely got a big future with his team. And his partnership with Walker, I think, is pretty good, just because Walker cleans up everything in the air, and then and Chris can do his thing. It allows him to push a little bit further up, as you saw a couple times he moved into the midfield. Maybe not ideal, but loose balls, he was able to press forward a little bit. So again, I think it was mostly positive. Although, Busio, I just think it's about the supporting cast for him right now at this stage of his career in the national team.
Talking to Brian Chiaretta, American Soccer Now. So if we're playing coach, you would have started Kellen Acosta, I'm pretty sure. I would say Walker Zimmerman for me, over the course of two games, has gotten high marks in both games. I think Chris Richards kept it simple, which good center backs do. I think that was a good way for him to get through this game tonight. But you would have started Acosta maybe instead of Busio?
Yeah, or at least brought him on earlier. I mean, I think in the second half. And on top of it, too, remember, Acosta is a good set-piece delivery, too. Everyone was talking about Busio and Aronson and Pulisic being the set piece guys. Acosta's not bad at it too, and the U.S. needs maybe a different look and get some other people on the ball and set pieces, because it's not really working out over the course of this whole World Cup qualifying campaign. That's something that really needs to find a way to improve. But yeah, Acosta, just because, you know, these road games in CONCACAF are about dirty and gritty and sometimes winning ugly, and Kellen has some experience that too. And I thought his end of the regular season with Colorado, he showcased that too and was a big part of the reason why that team finished first in the West.
Well, listen, as always, Brian, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. I appreciate it, and we really appreciate you coming on with your insight after U.S. Jamaica. We look forward to our next visit.
Anytime, Glenn. Thank you very much.
All right. That's the one and only Brian Ciaretta. We love having him on, and he does a great job of tracking players in Europe and around the world that have ties to the U.S. So you can follow him. He's at American Soccer Now, Brian Ciaretta. All right, quick word here for Boniac Garcia. By the way, the Dynamo's a smiling Honduran. Well, you know he's a national hero. And after a decade, he enters free agency. Boniac Garcia this year, you will remember, played as a center back for Tab Ramos in midfield. He had limited minutes, but will be noted for this amazing career in Houston. And if you remember, he came here as a winger. And then he was just a guy that became a Swiss Army knife later on in his career and reinvented himself in a number of positions, including midfield for a lot. But this year, with a lot of injuries, Tab Ramos used him as a center back, and he kind of fell into that position as well. At first, I think he was trying to jump into midfield too much and didn't hold himself positionally, but, you know, did a great job there. He's a consummate pro, played in two World Cups. Think about this. With two World Cups, he's played in the Olympics, over 200 matches for the Houston Dynamo. What a pro. And as a member of the media, it has been an absolute privilege to cover his career both with the Dynamo and Honduras. In fact, that memorable game in the Olympics where Honduras beat Spain, believe it or not. Spain had Juan Mata. On another note, it is a bit of a statement from general manager Pat Onstad in moving forward. So, you know, I think that's what you want as Dynamo fans. You want to see some action. You want to see some things happen. You want to see this roster get revamped. You want to see more resources used. And so it's going to be interesting watching what happens now here as contracts have to be renewed. Options have to be considered. You got a college draft coming up. You've got expansion drafts. There was so much going on for general manager Pat Onstad. So a lot going on. All right. So on my end tonight, this has been a bit of a struggle here simply because technically there's a few things going wrong here and I was not able to figure them out. Hope it doesn't come across on the air. I want to thank you for sticking through this. We got a lot more to come. We're going to start when we come back with Marcelo Balboa. Our focus on this interview with Marcelo is going to be the U.S. win over Mexico. So that's what we're going to focus on with the former U.S. men's national team center back. He called the game for 2-0. All right, we'll take a break here. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. It's always brought to you by and presented by the one and only John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Big shout out to our sponsors, Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture, Advantage BMW in Midtown, FM Kitchen and Bar, Cactus Music. By the way, the Burning Topics are out. Check them out. Give them a like. We'll take a break. Marcelo Balboa, U.S. men's national team, former captain, 2-0 commentator, coming up next.
ESPN 97.5.